Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome in here, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you live here for the next hour and a half. Glad to be with you as we get ready for a football weekend. Happy to bring in now to get our bets ready for that football weekend, starting tonight with Thursday Night Football, PJ Glasser. Glad to have PJ in on the program again with us this week. PJ, has it been as crazy for you as it has been crazy for us on this football season?
Yeah, I mean, definitely all the upsets we had last week, guys. They're showing the stat that every favorite who has laid like 6.5 points or more this season, they're 0-8 against the spread. So these big underdogs, we saw it last week with Tampa and Las Vegas and Atlanta on Monday night. Not only have they been covering these games, but a lot of them have been winning it outright. And especially week 3 in the NFL is usually one of my favorite weeks of the year to target underdogs, because these teams don't want to go 0-3, right? I mean, the stats out there of teams who go 0-3 and their likelihood to make the playoffs. So we have some matchups this week with, some 0-2 teams going up against 2-0 teams, or some 0-2 teams that are in some desperate spots against some good teams. And it's going to make for some really, really good games this week. But guys, it's definitely been tough for sure.
You know, it starts right on, go ahead. Go ahead, Jacob.
I was just going to say, you can find PJ on Send It In, which is it's a great show through the BetQL app. You can find all of PJ's work here, not just on this show. It's presented by BetMGM. Search Send It In on the Odyssey app if you want to see that. But yeah, PJ, I was going to start. You mentioned the big underdogs. We got one tonight. It's Thursday Night Football. 6-point dogs. The Patriots. Anybody comfortable? You know, I don't know. I'm not really comfortable with anything. I like Ramondre Stevenson to run the ball a lot. And there's a prop for that. Is that crazy? Or what do you look at with this game?
Yeah, Ramondre was a guy that I was targeting in this game. I think Alan Lazard's another guy to target in this game for the Jets. Obviously had that big week 1 against San Francisco, then didn't really do too much last week against Tennessee. It's a tough game to handicap, right? Because we obviously all had these assumptions about the Patriots coming into the season and that they were going to be the worst team in the NFL. They'd maybe be lucky to win 2 or 3 games. They very easily could be 2-0 right now to start the season. Now they go on the road in a divisional game. Guys, the Jets haven't been this big a favorite against New England in a long, long time. So it's a tough game, right? Like divisional game like this. We just talked about how great these big underdogs have been doing. I think the Jets are a good like teaser option this week. You know, you tease them down the 6 points, just take them on the money line, -275, pair them with one of these other favorites on the board, or maybe even an underdog that you want to take some more points with. But I would lean towards the Jets -6. I think taking them on the money line is the way to go. I honestly would look at like the field goal kickers in this game, you know, taking their props like over 1.5 field goals. Short week, Thursday night. We know how ridiculous these kickers have been hitting 50 yarders this season. And I think it's just going to be that kind of game, you know, low scoring and a lot of field goals. So I do think props are probably the way to go in tonight's game. Ramondre, certainly. Lazard's a guy that I like. And then the field goal kickers for both teams, I think, could have a good game as well.
PJ, after 2 weeks of the regular season and 2 weeks of seeing Aaron Rodgers, are you a believer in him, especially with the way that he comes into this game and, you know, what his prop bets are? Is that something that you look at too?
Yeah, I definitely am a believer in Aaron. The first 2 weeks, he's shown us that he still had the arm talent, you know, to make all the throws the first 2 weeks, which has been really impressive. They got Bradle and Allen going last week as well. He scored 2 touchdowns for the Jets. My concern, honestly, guys, with this team a little bit has been the defense. You know, I thought this defense would be one of the top 3 units in football. And they did some good things against Tennessee last week, but with the way that San Francisco was able to run the ball on them week one, the Titans were able to move the ball a little bit on them as well. The Patriots tonight should be the game where it gets the Jets D going. You know, they're at home. It's a short week. You're going up against an offense that really is not very explosive, but the Patriots have been running the ball on teams and they've been scoring points. So Rodgers, I have no concern about. I think as the season continues to go on, he'll get more confidence in his ankle, in his leg. And the arm talent is still there. So yeah, Rodgers, I think will play well again tonight, but the Jets defense, I want to see them kind of turn into that unit that a lot of us thought they would be coming into the season.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And look, it just feels ugly. Breece Hall, by the way, is a Wichita guy. I don't know if you know that, PJ. So we always have our eye on Breece Hall. We always root for Breece Hall. There's always the fans' interest on him in any game that gets played. Let's look around, and we'll get to college football. We'll get to KU and K-State in a little bit, but let's just stay on the NFL train right now. So the underdogs have been good. It feels like, and I have no data to back this up, sometimes the pendulum swings hard in the NFL. There's not a lot of big lines this week, but by week three, outside of the injury issues some teams face, is this a week where we might see some teams that have been a little slower than we thought out of the gates can come back in a sort of a big way at the same time?
Yeah, I think so, because again, we were talking about at the beginning, just the desperation for a lot of these teams that are 0-2. One of my favorite bets of the week, guys, is on Monday night with the Jags +5.5 against Buffalo. I like them plus the points. I think there's a chance that they can win that game outright. One of the things that's like my favorite to bet in the NFL, spots that I always look for, is when teams were favored at home the previous week, lose that game outright, and then they're underdogs on the road the next week. We had 3 of those cases, guys, in week 2. You had Cleveland lose at home week 1 to Dallas's favorites, come back the next week, beat Jacksonville outright as a road dog. Cincinnati, obviously, last week against Kansas City, covered the spread. They lost outright to New England. And then we saw what Atlanta did on Monday night when they lost week 1 at home to the Steelers outright, and then they turn around and beat Philadelphia. So Jacksonville fits that this week. They lost at home as a favorite to Cleveland. They come on the road against Buffalo. The Bills look great on Thursday night against Miami. They got an extended week, and now here comes Jacksonville, who's 0-2. But, I mean, very easily could be 2-0 this season, right? That Miami game, they were up double digits. And then Cleveland committed 13 penalties, and they were 2-for-13 on third down. Jags just couldn't muster any offense. They couldn't win that game. But I think this is a good spot to back Jacksonville this week, +5.5. Peterson's seat is getting a little hot. Lawrence has not played all that great the first couple weeks. And I think a lot of people, you know, coming into the season – were kind of concerned about Buffalo in the AFC East. After that Miami win, now people are thinking they're the team to beat in that division. I like kind of selling high on a team a little bit, so I like Jacksonville this week.
PJ, one of my favorite games this weekend, the Eagles on the road in New Orleans against the Saints. The Saints have been an offensive juggernaut in the first 2 games. Derek Carr, you know, all of a sudden is, you know, looks like he's out there, you know, Brett Favre it and just absolutely running wild. I don't know if I think that that's going to continue at this kind of level and this kind of clip long term, but at least right now the Saints are hot. They're home favorites against an Eagles team that disappointed last week. I'm not a huge believer in Philly because I think they have a ton of talent, but I just don't think that team comes together. I don't like Nick Sirianni a bunch. What do you like in this game, especially knowing that the Eagles, with all their talent, are road dogs this weekend?
It's going to be a really good game, guys. I think this line, though, has just gotten way too out of control now that we're getting +3 with the Eagles. I think that's the play. The look-ahead line in this game before games went off in week 2 was the Eagles were favored by 2.5, right? And how different would the conversation be if Saquon Barkley makes that catch and the Eagles win that game? Everybody says, oh, it was a great play call. Eagles got out of there. They escaped with A.J. Brown. They were a 2-0 team going up against New Orleans. And the Saints, it's interesting how after their week one game against Carolina, we all thought that was a really impressive performance. Offense looked good. Let's see him do it against a good team, though. And now they do it against Dallas. And instead of people saying, you know what, I want to see more out of the Saints, I want to see if they can continue to do this, we're pricing them like they're going to be one of the best offenses in football the entire season, right? So I'm getting an Eagles team off of a loss that really should have been a win. I know they don't have A.J. Brown, and that certainly hurts them, but it just feels like there's way too much love for the Saints right now. Like, this was a team we were all skeptical on going into week two, not sure if their offense was legit. And now this line is like, we're completely buying into the Saints all of a sudden. It's been a 5.5-point adjustment from this game off of the Eagles losing a game they shouldn't have lost and the Saints offense being incredible. Guys, Derek Carr and the Saints have had 15 drives this season. They have scored on all 15 of those drives, whether it's been a field goal or a touchdown. That's obviously not going to continue. So the Saints are due for some regression. I like the Eagles bouncing back. You're getting a 3 with them as well. I'm on Philadelphia.
Yeah, I am too. And the Cowboys played a part. It was a Mike McCarthy special. Follow a big win with an absolute dud.
Yep.
And that makes the Cowboys and the Ravens one of, to me, the more intriguing but difficult bets or games or anything. The Ravens are 0-2. Like, if you think the Cowboys were disappointing, the Ravens lost to the Raiders. You've got two teams that we think are in the upper echelon, both with their backs against the wall. Like, I have no idea what to do with that one.
Game of the week, and it's for that reason, Jacob, because of the Cowboys are coming off a blowout loss. The Ravens are 0-2. Not only are the Ravens 0-2, guys, they're home against Buffalo next week, and then they're at Cincinnati in week 5. So, like, this thing very easily could get ugly to the point where they're, like, 1-4 or maybe even 0-5. The thing I keep going back to, and you guys know I'm a Ravens fan, Lamar's 20-1 against the NFC, and his ability against these teams that don't see him very often, that see him once every 4 years, you know, you can watch all the film you want on him, and you can try and simulate him in practice and walkthroughs and bring out the scout team, but until you get out there and you face him and you don't see him very often, it's just watching what he does to these NFC teams. We saw it last year when they blew out San Francisco. We saw it when they blew out Detroit. They blew out Seattle. Like, go back and look what the Ravens did to some of those NFC teams that they played last season. So he's great against the NFC. The Ravens have also kind of been notorious for, like, blowing fourth quarter leads, right? Like, being up double digits.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
digits and just completely collapsing at the end. They've done that five times the last couple of years. They bounced back the following week and won all five of those games. So Lamar against the NFC, Ravens have the ability to bounce back after a really tough loss. It's going to be a really good game because Dallas is probably pissed off with how things went against New Orleans, but Lamar's 21, fellas, against the NFC. I can't overlook that. So I'll roll with Baltimore this week.
Sunday Night Football this week, PJ, the Chiefs on the road in Atlanta taking on the Falcons. And, you know, I had a concern really early on, like in week one and actually the first part of the Falcons last game when they came back and won, that maybe Kirk Cousins was not fully back and maybe he had lost a step. That final drive when he led the Falcons down to score and win the game, he might be back. He might be, you know, vintage Kirk Cousins a little bit there. Of course, the Chiefs hang on to beat the Bengals on Sunday. What do you like in this game? The Chiefs are road favorites. They didn't cover the spread, as you mentioned, a week ago. I have a hard time backing Kansas City, even though I really want to, where that line is right now, just because they didn't cover last week. And I was kind of impressed with the way the Falcons closed out the game in their game a week ago.
Yeah, and it'll be another good game. I like Kansas City -3.5, guys. Again, when we were talking about that Eagles-Saints game, right, it's just kind of the perception around Philly right now. It's the same thing with Atlanta. Like, if Saquon makes that catch, I mean, Cousins in the Atlanta offense for a majority of the game really did not do anything. But because Barkley drops that pass, it gives us one more drive of Atlanta, and Cousins looks great, and the offense goes right down the field. And again, the look-ahead line in this game was 4.5 for the Chiefs. If the Falcons don't make that final drive, it's probably still 4.5. So I think you're getting a little value here with Kansas City. And, you know, as we know, the Chiefs the first two games, right? Like, if Likely's toe isn't out, they either win that game by one or lose that game by one, depending on what the Ravens do in the two-point conversion. Cincinnati, they only won by a point. So the Chiefs have obviously been winning these games. They could be going a lot different. I still don't feel like we've really gotten an A performance out of them, maybe even like a B-plus performance out of them. So I like Kansas City in this spot, -3.5. I'm not willing to buy into Cousins in Atlanta yet, just after that one drive that we saw.
Yeah, that's going to be just an incredible game to watch for a lot of different reasons. PJ, let's get a little college in here. You know, here where we are, the talk has been the disappointment around Kansas football. They open the Big 12 now. The betting opportunity for them has been what we're not used to. It's been the under. Their offense is not very good right now, and their defense has been very good. I see another one here at West Virginia with a 56 on it. I'm going to keep hitting it until something changes. But 56 for an offense that's been one of just not good right now, I'm all over that one. What do you like in Kansas, West Virginia?
I'm with you. I would take the under in this game as well. Jacob, the side, it's a tough one. It's a coin flip. West Virginia, Morgantown's a tough place to play. I'd probably lean towards WVU. That Kansas game was just so brutal last week. I mean, I don't have to tell you guys or your listeners that play when UNLV fumbled and like Kansas had five different opportunities to fall on it and they couldn't get it. Like, when that stuff happens, you just know it's not your kind of night. Daniels just obviously doesn't look like himself. He's struggling to throw the ball right now. I definitely think they need to lean more on Devin Neal in the ground game a little bit. But I would lean towards West Virginia. I do think the under, though, is the play. Because like you said, Kansas's defense has been good. And how they've been moving the ball on offense has been the ground game. So obviously when you run the ball, you chew the clock. Now in college football, it doesn't stop anymore after first downs. West Virginia is going to look to do the same thing as well. So both of these teams don't mind playing the game in the low 20s, and I think that's what it's going to be, like a 24-20, 27-24 kind of game. So I like the under as well, 56.5.
Our other in-state team, PJ, the Wildcats, Kansas State, it's going to be really interesting for them. They head out to Provo to take on BYU. It's a late start here in the Central Time Zone. It's kind of, I think people are calling it Big 12 after dark now. It's kind of uncharted territory a little bit for the Wildcats going out to play BYU. Right now, they're 6-point road favorites. They really flexed in a top 25 matchup a week ago against Arizona on national TV on Fox. So obviously, you know, the line kind of following that a little bit. Are you a believer in that 6-point favorite line for the Wildcats, or is there something else you like?
Yeah, I like K-State. I'd lay the 6.5 with them in BYU. Again, it's a tough place to play, right? You're going on the night. You're going to Provo during the night. It's going to be a tricky game, but I like how K-State bounced back. I like what their defense did against Arizona. Avery Johnson's obviously got to continue to develop as a passer, but man, is he a great athlete. I think K-State just leans on Giddens. They lean on Avery Johnson's legs. BYU's offense, you know, isn't very good. How they've been kind of winning and hanging around in these games is just mucking it up and keeping it ugly. K-State obviously doesn't mind playing that kind of game either. I just think their offense is much more crisp. It's much more explosive. And I think they found something in that second half of that Tulane game. You know, it looked like they were going to get upset. Something flipped. They carry that over into the game against Arizona. And I think they continue that into the BYU game as well, because obviously they got some big games coming up on deck. Oklahoma State and Utah play each other on Saturday. So somebody's got to lose that game. Good opportunity here for Kansas State. I think they take care of business.
PJ, we really appreciate it. Any other, we got about a minute here. What's your favorite college bet of the weekend?
Favorite college bet of the weekend, guys, is going to be Navy +9.5 against Memphis. So Memphis obviously just had that huge win against Florida State, right? And we all know when Memphis's schedule came out this season, the first game that they circled was Florida State. A lot of people think Memphis could make it to the college football playoff as the Group of Five winner. So you win that game, emotional win. Now you got to go on the road to Annapolis, Maryland, and play Navy and that wishbone offense and a team that's just going to be chopping at your legs for 3 hours, right? And if there was ever a team that you didn't want to have a letdown spot against or be looking ahead for whatever reason, it's against Navy, because as we know, you got to be disciplined. You got to know your assignments on that wishbone. So Navy has not played anybody the first 2 weeks. They have a new coach. We really don't know what to expect out of this team. And I'm expecting Memphis to not be ready. It's an early kick, noon Eastern kick. I like Navy plus the points. I think there's a chance they could pull off that upset. It's a dangerous spot for Memphis.
PJ, we appreciate it. I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm not going to wish you luck this weekend. We'll have bragging rights on the line there. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Absolutely. Should be a great game. Good talking to you guys. Have a good rest of your week.
There goes PJ Glasser. Appreciate that insight. The host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider PJ Glasser. Those calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Man, that's good stuff there. And look, if you didn't catch all of it, if you missed any of it, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. A lot of time between now and Saturday. The Thursday night bets are there with PJ, that conversation as well, if you joined us late, so you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. All right, hour number two is coming up. We're going to reset. We're going to talk a little K-State football, a little more with our K-State insider, Tim Fitzgerald. Feeling pretty good right now in Manhattan, but they got to take this show on the road here as they open up Big 12 play. That conversation next on Sports Daily.
In Odyssey Sports Station, this is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, Wichita's most listened to sports.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.